Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. With all the extreme heat already this summer, experts predicting a busy Atlantic hurricane season that has federal disaster agencies preparing. FEMA says climate change is making it harder to predict the impacts of severe weather, but says efforts are underway to be ready to respond to things like hurricanes and tornadoes. Survivors of domestic abuse praising the Supreme Court's decision to uphold federal restrictions on the right to possess guns by those under domestic violence restraining orders, among them Kate Ranta, who was shot by her ex-husband in front of their son.
It was horrific. The family court system had let me down time and time again.
Ranta had petitioned the Supreme Court, urging the justices to keep the ban in place. The president of the Teamsters Union is set to speak at next month's Republican National Convention, a sign Donald Trump is seeking to chip away at President Biden's support among blue-collar workers, especially in crucial Midwestern states. This is ABC News. The community of Corona, California, and his fellow firefighters celebrating a local battalion chief's final chemotherapy treatment. Brandon Wilson wrapped up his chemo after a six-month battle with Hodgkin's lymphoma. The 42-year-old husband and father knew it would be a day of celebration on Friday, but he didn't know just how big it would be.
Wilson, with his wife and two kids, greeted by more than 50 uniformed firefighters from across Southern California. Tearful hugs and congratulations on handwritten signs.
We did it because we love our brother. He's been with us for about 19 years, made a dramatic impact on all of us, and we wanted to be here and support his last day of chemo.
Fist bumps down the line as Wilson met with beaming faces.
It means the world.
The community's support behind him.
ABC's Whit Johnson. A bill signed into law this week makes Louisiana the only state to require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every classroom in public schools and colleges. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Devices called anaerobic digesters convert waste from large factory farms, known as CAFOs, into fuel. But some experts say it's not the boon to the environment that others say it is. Here's Mike Moan.
Anaerobic digesters create a mixture of gases to be used for electricity or processed into transportation fuel. In a report his group recently issued, Chris Hunt of the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project says federal incentives spurring these projects allow the presence of industrial ag to overshadow renewable energy benefits.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Hunt says that opens the door to other pollution risks linked with higher levels of animal waste. His organization found that the herd size on factory farms with digesters grew by nearly 4% year over year, 24 times the growth rate of typical dairies. Supporters of this technology argue common sense regulations could balance accountability and opportunities for the movement to thrive. Even if biogas production wiped out methane emissions completely, Hunt contends it's still a narrow view of the factory farm problem.
Biogas doesn't solve the factory farm issue. Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Report authors say water pollution from factory farms will still exist. They add these digesters don't address worker or animal rights abuses uncovered at concentrated animal feeding operations. Those calling attention to the issue stress they're not against dairy farms. They just want the public to embrace sustainable solutions. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Lena Beck for Modern Farmer.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
La Crosse area weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Some could be heavy rain. We'll see a low around 69. For Saturday, showers and storms. Again, heavy rainfall possible with a high around 79. For Saturday night, mostly cloudy, 62. Sun for Sunday, high near 80.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as I'll be making my way back from the dentist. Will the Novocaine have worn off? It could be fun. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, we made it all the way to Friday. Thank God you're still kicking it, buddy.
Hey, here we go, Critty. We are here. We have made it. Thank you. Good to see you. Rich working the board. Thank you, sir. Of course, our fair audience. Happy, happy Friday to us all. Nothing better than a summertime Friday, especially here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin.
Well, I know you're already well into celebrating Summerfest. The fact that you're even at work on a Friday, the first Friday after Summerfest kicks off is something of a minor miracle, I would say.
I have to blame the new schedule, but I won't get into it now.
The Summerfest schedule?
Yeah. No. Okay, I'm going to, real quick. It used to be like 10, 11 days in a row, man.
I know, and you'd take off like 2 weeks.
Oh, I know, but it was you know, 2 weekends plus, you know, it was just, and now it's fine, but it's just not the same, man. Just can't. I like those days. And then, you know, when you go on like a Monday or a Tuesday, you know, folks that work on the weekend that you don't get to participate. I mean, it's just so much fun. But, you know, someone had to pay Smiley all that money. So what are you going to do?
Airing of the grievances. It's a Friday tradition. Dom's well into airing of the grievances. Dom, I did see a Make Music Madison work release slip. I'm shocked I didn't get one of these from you. Hello, I've come down with a need for sunshine and music and will not be coming in on Friday, June 21st. If you need me, I'll be wandering around Madison, taking in all the different venues' music and soaking up as much sun as I can on the longest day of the year. Thank you. I will return to work on June 24th. This Probably. One says June 22nd, but, you know, I'm taking the rest of the weekend off. Sincerely.
The weekend.
The Devil's Advocates. No, we're here. We're doing it live, Dom.
You know,
even
rest
though.
Rest is resistance, Curdy. This is one of my new philosophies.
What is?
Rest is resistance.
Rest is resistance.
Yeah, man. You gotta take care of you. You gotta get out and live and breathe and feel it. And some days, just, you know, go to Summerfest, go to the Madison Music Days, whatever. Man, take your time when you got it. If you can.
You know, I've got a friend in Middleton, and her son and our son are close friends. And she went to the Trump rally the other day.
Oh, really? Okay.
And she and I had the opportunity to talk today, but I found out she had gone to the Trump rally. And, you know, she told me her guilty pleasure was the voice of Vivek Ramaswamy. And now that she's seen him in person, oh, she's hooked. Got a bad really? Case of the Ramaswamis, I think. But, you know, it's funny because you know my politics. And I think she probably knows my politics. And I was the one asking. I said, you know, what a gorgeous day. Unlike today, it's a little buggy here for Make Music Madison Day. But it was glorious on the lakeside in Racine the other day. A big crowd showed up. But it was sort of her self time. You know what I mean? Like
her me time. Yes.
Like going to a Trump rally was like her just doing a little something for herself. And who was I to say, Vivek Ramaswamy, are you kidding me, sister? So I just smiled and I just kept it to myself. And I just said, you know, what a beautiful day we all enjoyed out there at the at the lakeside. And that was enough for me, Tom, because, you know, who am I to rain on someone else's parade? I usually leave that for you.
Thank you, Mike.
But I got to ask you, what happened, man? Milwaukee got punked by the RNC. Oh,
come on, don't even.
You guys backed down. You backed down.
We never backed down. No, no.
The GOP pressured the city of Milwaukee into what the ACLU basically says is an untenable hard perimeter. Damn, you know something about a hard perimeter. Tell the
you
people.
You know, General Sentinel, fenced-in perimeter demonstration areas for RNC announced what to know.
Now, we've often...
And Hernandez, Allison Durr, they do a fine job. You know, there's some maps. I sent Crudy the maps. We can talk about it. I'm not going to get into the streets and all that, but let me just say...
Why? What else you got better to do?
About it, the park that everyone talked about, Pier Marquette Park, where the demonstrations were supposed to take place during the DNC. Well, you know what happened there. And we're supposed to be there at the RNC, even though the demonstrators themselves not happy with it. The business folks themselves not happy with it.
Ron Johnson not happy about it.
Certainly not happy with it. Senators writing letters. I mean, everyone getting involved. And so they announced they saw the soft perimeter and the hard perimeter today in Milwaukee. And it looks like a gerrymander, man. It looks like definitely Republicans drew this map. Because it's an odd-looking perimeter along the Milwaukee River, but it just... It doesn't go all the way to the river in some parts where it's, you know, the soft part perimeter, but it reaches out just a little bit to grab Pier Marquette Park. And why would that happen? Well, apparently, as we talked about earlier, someone Republicans rented the Milwaukee County Historical Building, which is on the park. And so therefore that's now off limits for everyone without credentials.
Because
so
they've got a private Republican party at the park.
They bought their way in, man. They bought the parking spot, so you can't park there.
Why didn't we think of that? That's what you're really saying. Why didn't we think of that? Man.
So I can't. Now so the protest zones are basically on the north end of it and south end of it. And the protest parade route goes, I'm not going to tell you, but it's along Clybourne and 794. I mean, I don't know who's over there, but it's certainly not within sight and sound of the forum, man. It's not good. It's not good.
Protesting to the interstate traffic, are they, Dom? So
like Grandpa Simpson yelling at the clouds. I mean, no one's going to hear you over there.
So the Secret Service and apparently the community of Milwaukee bending to the will of Republicans. And I get it's their party. But ultimately, don't the experts, don't the...
Well, let me...
Other people get to set this.
I know you love being corrected on the air, but the reporting says that city spokesperson Jeff Fleming said the city was not involved in the decision to include Pier Marquette Park in the hard security zone, and the decision was made by security experts in law enforcement and the United States Secret Service.
So the Secret Service backed down to the request of effectively the Trump campaign. And by extension, Milwaukee backed down and got punked. So... Might not have been their decision, but they got it stuck to them.
Do with it, man. You can't get punked if you're not part of it. What are you going to do? That's what they say. So now the ACLU already.
What? Unless you have
negotiations broke down last time. But I mean, so this is coming up quick, man. What's going to go down? Tim Muth, staff attorney, said in a statement that he was surprised. The ACLU of Wisconsin was surprised and disappointed at the size of the hard security zone. He said the finalized security zone's expansion to include Pier Marquette Park cannot be justified and is an impermissible concession by the city of Milwaukee to the RNC. But of course, Jeff Flemings, the city spokesperson, said they were had nothing to do with it.
Now, Dom, here, the new protest zone, it's just 77 miles west here in Madison.
You're right.
It's right up there on the southwest side of the Capitol. No, actually, I can tell you where the real protest zone's going to be. It's going to be on Brady Street, because that's where we're going to be broadcasting from. There will be many, many mentions of the Roman coin.
You mean beyond the ones we do already?
Beyond the ones we do already.
Excellent.
We will be incorporating Terry Regano and the Roman coin very graciously. We're in final negotiations for just what this production's going to look like.
Oh, it's going to be glorious.
It will be. I'm going to incorporate the outside grotto, unless there's inclement weather. Unless it's like last year's RNC debate, where it was like 100 degrees, or at least it felt like it. Remember that? Should that be the case, we'll be entirely inside.
Yes.
But earlier in the week, thinking about doing like a outside production, setting up our own little protest zone over off of Brady Street, Dom.
Yes.
You know, just 76 miles closer to the event than the actual protest zone. Now, lawsuits, they're going to have to wind through the courts pretty quickly. And I mean, what a judge is going to redraw the gerrymandered maps, Dom? Or are they going to throw it to the governor and the legislature to solve this one?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the federal courts, how do they wade in on this one? Realistically, reset the security zone?
Security zones can be set and reset. They didn't have to include this other spot, man. So, you know, and if the right to protest within sight and sound is not available, you know, there is a limit. What is it? I mean, I think it's there right now. I mean, hell. The ACLU and the protesters said Pier Marquette wasn't close enough, and this is now further away, and there's two of them with a march.
Divide and conquer.
No one's going to see down by the highway.
Well, what about, well,
they redo it. They redo it. No, you can't use this. No, you can't have that. But people, protesters, we need to be able to get in. People need to protest within sight and sound. That's the point.
We will amplify their protest over on Brady Street, Dom. We will tell people what we see. So the sights and the sounds. Just bring them to Brady Street. Bring them to the real protest. That's where we'll be, Dom. But today, I know you think you got this great town, but recently punked, I would assess. But today's about Madison. It's a great tradition here in the city, man. Going to be concerts, free concerts all over the city. You get an automatic permit. It's Make Music Madison Day. And the fact that you're at work is shocking to me.
You're welcome.
Summerfest last night, you had a good time?
Oh man, it was glorious. Heard some new music that I hadn't heard before, some kind of punk rocky, kind of hard Alanis Morissette. They were called Winona Fighter. Female lead singer, jamming band, was really great. Lead singer of the Alabama Shake, she was on some random great voice, great band. This the random kind of music you walk by, the fireworks, the big gig was on. I got myself my hamburger that I get all the time from Goolsby's, and it was a glorious, glorious night in Milwaukee.
Glorious. A glorious Thursday. I hope it's a glorious Friday. I hope it's the greatest radio show ever.
It always is.
But in my assessment, you, Milwaukee, got punked.
Boo the stands.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates. Great to go show. Happy Friday to us all. Love it when you join the political party on the political line. Talk or text. Hit us up 844-967-2789.
Been a bad week for Milwaukee. I mean, I've been there twice this week, so pretty good for the city.
Yeah, you know, man, they feel the same way when Trump comes to town.
Earlier this week, it had a pretty good couple of days, you know, when I was there. But yeah, it's all been downhill since then, Dom. Trump called your city horrible. And, of course, you know, he claims he didn't. But 5-1 is a safe bet that Trump insulted Milwaukee ahead of the RNC. Dave Zweifel over at the Cap Times. I'll read a little bit of this in a moment, Dom. But Milwaukee, like it or not, 3 weeks from what, yesterday? 3 weeks from yesterday, Dom. By 3 weeks from now, the RNC's over. But in the meantime, there's lots of chaos that could ensue. I know you're quite concerned. And the protests may be larger, more vitriol than 2016, although it'd be hard to top you, the Westboro Baptist Church, and Alex Jones. You guys made quite a cheering section down at the protest park.
I got something to say about that.
But anyways, Dominic, this protest, it's still undecided, I would say, because the federal court soon to intervene, perhaps, if the ACLU of Wisconsin gets its way. But I absolutely believe that Trump crapped on the city of Milwaukee earlier this week. And, you know, Wisconsin Republicans, let's just say they went along with it because that's what they always do. They're in the cult, Tom. Veteran Wisconsin newsman and business owner John Torinas can hardly be accused of being a liberal, but even he is bothered by the hoops Wisconsin Republicans are jumping through to explain Donald Trump's remarks about horrible Milwaukee. The optics haven't been good for the GOP as it prepares to invade, I like that word, invade Wisconsin's largest city in less than a month for the 2024 National Convention, where Trump will certainly be nominated to carry water. CJ does most of the water carrying, him and Gary, to carry the party's banner for the third straight time.
Is it going to be upside down? What is the banner? Let's talk about the banner. We don't have to, but there's lots of options.
Is anyone concerned the swastika? The National Republicans selected Milwaukee for the 2024 convention, hoping that it would provide the impetus for a Trump win in the crucial battleground state of Wisconsin this fall. I totally disagree, Dave. Dave Zweifel, the author of this piece. You know why they picked Milwaukee? To stick it to the Dems. Because Joe never made it here. You know, they had their modified convention basically at Joe's house. And Trump had his modified convention last time at the White House. Joe still won, though. Last time I checked, although don't ask the Trumpsters. But anyways, back to the Dave Zweifel piece. But if the nominee believes the place known as the Cream City for its old pale yellow brick buildings, plus as the beer capital of the world is nothing more than horrible, all bets could be off. Torinas, the former Milwaukee Journal Sentinel business columnist and publisher of the former West Bend Daily News, was a little more than irritated over the tap dance performed by Wisconsin Republicans who were in the room when Trump made the supposed characterization. In a recent blog on the GM Today, the digital home of the Waukesha Freeman, Washington County Daily News and area weeklies, Torin has pointed out that the 1st District GOP Congressman, Brian Stile, oh, he was in Racine on Tuesday greeting the President, Tom. He was also in the room that day on Capitol Hill last week. Now, Brian Stile claimed to be in the room with Trump and insisted the former president never said such a thing. That, however, does not square with the statements from 5 other Wisconsin Republicans who tried to modify Trump's alleged comment about Milwaukee, the blogger wrote. They tried to mitigate the damage by saying Trump was talking about Milwaukee's crime rate and election integrity, he added. He then included comments made by Republican Senator Ron Johnson, Rojo, and Republican reps Glenn Grothman, Scott Fitzgerald, Tom Tiffany, and Derek Van Orden, all of whom had different theories about what Trump meant. Their comments, Torin has pointed out, were an acknowledgement that Trump had said something about Milwaukee, contrary to what Stile and Trump himself had claimed. Remember back in 2018 when Trump labeled some African-American countries, Haiti and El Salvador, as S-hole nations, asked Torinas. Remember when he referred earlier this year to immigrants as vermin and to his political opponents as scum? Mostly you, Dom. It is beyond debate that Trump is the master of insults. There is no filter between his brain and his mouth. It is in the interest of the Biden campaign to have Trump talking endlessly. It is inevitable that he will come out with more verbal beauties. It is also inevitable that Republican operatives will try to say he didn't mean what he said, Torin has continued. He then added a final thought. If I had to choose between a reporter as a legitimate news source or Donald Trump on truth telling, I opt for the reporter. And then Zweifel says, and I'll add a whole roomful of Wisconsin elected Republicans. Who would trust them, Dom?
Well, that's the point. And Torinas, thank you for standing up, stating the obvious. That's very discerning and troubling. But what does it say about those Republicans who are so quick and so eager to support their cult leader? To bend it, to twist it, to say, oh, one to even say he never said it, and the other to qualify it, and then what, Trump denies it, says he admits it or acknowledges it, but then denies it. I mean, it says something about every single one of those folks. And you could, it's okay to judge them for it. In fact, they should be judged for it. You should be judging us for what we say, how we do. Are we consistent? Are we honest? You know, everyone should be judged on those things. That's how we evaluate humanity. You know what I mean? You're not going to hang out with them in the bar, the Roman coin. You know, during the convention, maybe you don't want them as your elected official.
Brian Stile, not exactly a truth teller.
No, it never happened. Well, I mean, it was, you know, crime and election integrity, which is all just bunk anyway. So they try to qualify the lie with disinformation. I mean, does it get any lower than that?
He's the one. You know, the 5-1 odds. 5 Wisconsin Republican Congress people said Trump meant something different, but he said it. And the one is Stile. He's like the dentist that discourages the use of gum. When they're always 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend.
He's the one guy.
And Brian Stile will say, I never heard of gum. Trump never said gum. There is no gum. More devil's advocates. There's more of us on the other side. If you stick around, you could be a part. It's Friday. Air the grievances. 844-967-2789. Living it up when I'm going
down. You're listening to the Eagle WLCX Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. With all the extreme heat already this summer, experts predicting a busy Atlantic hurricane season that has federal disaster agencies preparing. FEMA says climate change is making it harder to predict the impacts of severe weather, but says efforts are underway to be ready to respond to things like hurricanes and tornadoes. Survivors of domestic abuse praising the Supreme Court's decision to uphold federal restrictions on the right to possess guns by those under domestic violence restraining orders. Among them, Kate Ranta, who was shot by her ex-husband in front of their son.
It was horrific. The family court system had let me down time and time again.
Ranta had petitioned the Supreme Court urging the justices to keep the ban in place. The president of the Teamsters Union is set to speak at next month's Republican National Convention. A sign Donald Trump is seeking to chip away at President Biden's support among blue-collar workers, especially in crucial Midwestern states. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose again in San Diego.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 9-5 to the Padres. On Thursday night, the Padres' hero was second baseman Jake Cronenworth with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. On Friday, Cronenworth was a one-man scoring machine, going 5-for-5 against Brewers pitching, scoring 4 runs with 2 more runs batted in.
Towards the gap in right center field. That ball is back, and it's going to be off the bottom of the wall. First five-hit game of his career for Jake Cronenworth.
So San Diego has won the first 2 of the 4-game series. Game 3 coming up tonight on Fox TV nationwide. The first pitch at 6:15. NFL, several Packers players in New Berlin, Wisconsin today to participate in a cornhole beanbag toss tournament for charity. A.J. Dillon, defensive back Carrington Valentine, will compete with another half dozen players from around the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Lacrosse area weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Some could be heavy rain. We'll see a low around 69. For Saturday, showers and storms. Again, heavy rainfall possible with a high around 79. For Saturday night, mostly cloudy, 62. Sun for Sunday, high near 80.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We're fresh off our Cedarburg Strawberry Fest hangovers. You'll want to tune in Monday, Big Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Dom, we air the grievances up around here. Been saving them up all week. I got a lot of problems with you people, especially
you,
fella.
You can't crush them all down, man. You gotta let it out, let it breathe.
Our trash texting attorney buddy Jeff from Shorewood says, "Hey boys, be even greater today. Having a let's just say a crappy day." It's almost over, but you are always the last chapter of my day. Well, I got to say, that's a little sad, Jeff.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Wait, what do you day drink and then go to bed at 6 o'clock?
Come on, still a whole night left, man. The sun doesn't even go down till 9.
We'll do our best to be even greater than our normal best, greatest efforts.
Ever.
We'll try. Here's another one. Andrew from Verona says, "You go, Dom. Resist the man, the boss man, Crudy, the taskmaster." Crudy the taskmaster?
Yeah.
When's the last time I made you do anything?
I do it for you. He's not after me. He's after you. I'm in the way.
When's the last time I made you do anything?
Never.
Ever. Ever, never.
Everything I do willingly. Absolutely.
I have to convince you that it was your good idea or you won't do anything.
You know, it's just a defense mechanism. Answer is always, no, man, no, no. And then we think about it and make a plan, look at schedules. And then usually it becomes a yes, but I do default to no a lot.
I don't know how I've got you on the calendar for next Thursday night. June 27th, you should all have it circled on the calendar. Barrymore Theater. We could have made announcements weeks and months ago, but no. Maybe. Get back to, you're going to have to pay me double time.
It's like triple time, man. Triple doubles, yeah.
Triple. You're like the Kobe Bryant of political broadcast.
I just need 3 doubles.
And a contract extension. So anyways, the big party going to happen next Thursday, Dom, and that could be the most important debate, presidential debate of your lifetimes, people. You need to be there. The cost, great, free, nothing, cost you nothing. Cost you bubkiss. It's the greatest price ever. I love this price.
I mean, if this keeps going on, pretty soon we're going to be paying you to show up.
The only thing you got to do is bring cash for the bar. They're a cash-only bar. And if you want to throw a couple bucks in, we'll accept it. Our partners, the Barrymore Theater and the Progressive Magazine, helping the Devil's Advocates put on the best political party of all time. That's next week, Tom. And I've got a few thoughts for the rest of this big show. We're going to, consider taxing the rich. I know this is a crazy notion.
Wait, what? When you say tax, like, what do you mean?
I'll get back to you on that.
All right.
I know you're newly concerned with your, triple-double pay grade. We'll talk about that. And we got one of the finest guests that we often have come around, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, joining us in the 5 o'clock happy hour. But, Dom, I got to tell you one more story. I've been working hard. You know, we're getting ready to list the house with our pal Darcy. And this has been a long time in the making. You know, we got the last kid out the door. He's done. We're done. My wife is so done being a parent, from the perspective of having the kids in the nest, let's just say. Right. So they'll be heading off to college, both of them, the two boys left at home. So we're pretty excited about that, except when the tuition bills come. But, we don't need the house in Milton. We don't need the 4 bedrooms. 3 conforming, 1 non-conforming, but we don't need this house anymore. And it's time to let another family use this house. And I've never worked so damn hard to turn around and give it to somebody else's family. Doesn't anybody else's family own a paintbrush? Hasn't anybody else's family ever said, we should repaint that room after we buy the house? Yes. Do people ever consider doing that? So...
Yes.
When you guys sold, because you guys have downsized empty nesters as well. You've moved into the condo now with a good view. Now, how much of the painting and the manual laboring did you do?
Well, Stephanie did it all. Bless her heart.
Does that mean she hired people or she was out there on a ladder?
We were going through because we were kind of debating. We were one of those folks where, again, same thing's out. Kids were out. We had a super low rate, and it was really cheap to live where we were living. But we also recognized the same kind of thing. It's, great house, great neighborhood, but it's just, we're kind of over it. But we're going to stay. If we're going to stay, let's get some new countertops, new backsplash, and so forth. Well, we were in the new flooring. Well, we were in like in the midst of that project when the other house and the condo came on the market. We made a move to do that and kind of, it just kind of whirlwinded. So we didn't do the floor, but the counters and the backsplash were already done. So we just left the floor. And I think maybe Steph painted one room, but no. And then my neighbors, my former neighbors have since informed me that the new family came in, painted everything anyway. So that's kind of what I assume will happen. Because what are you going to do, man? People are going to want to put their own mark on the house. So you got to leave it like acceptable to look at, certainly. But, I mean, you know, painting the ceiling, man. But I guess if you got 20 years of, you know, rough housing with the boys on the ceiling, man, you gotta handle that stuff.
I painted the ceiling. I painted the walls on two floors. I painted the trim or replaced the trim. We've got new baseboard trim, shiny white.
Just the time to move out.
You know how I know it's shiny and white? Because I painted it. And then after you install the trim, then you got to go back and putty the trim, and then you got to go touch up the trim. Also did that. And I'm getting, you know, I'm like getting to the very, very end. So upstairs done. I've even popped all the doors off, repainted the doors, you know,
man,
meticulously. So everything is, all the flooring is new. I didn't do that work, but I had to hurry up and get out of the way of the actual skilled labor, you know? Right. So painting is a skill and I fake it. So I've been faking it for weeks now, Dom. You see me, man. I look like I fell in a paint bucket each and every day when I get here to do the radio show with you, but I'm too cheap to hire out the work. So I've been doing it every day, night, and weekend that I can possibly spare. And, you know, I'm getting to the end. And I've touched up all the trim, and, you know, it's looking really good, and I'm very excited. And even my wife's starting to grudgingly, although she's like, why did we do this 10 years ago? I'm like, because we weren't selling it then. You know, we weren't preparing for this very competitive marketplace. So anyways, she hired in another skilled professional to put new cabinet fronts on, not in the kitchen. We've got relatively new cabinets. We redid the kitchen 5 years ago. Not just kitchens. Our fine sponsor at that time, Jeff Augustine, He redid our kitchen and our master. And so anyways, I'm thinking I'm like down to the last 2 hours of touch-up painting. I'm thinking this place is really starting to shine. And then the contractor got out with the new cabinet for the customs in the bedrooms. And they start opening the boxes, and nothing's painted. 18 cabinet doors, and nothing has been painted. I don't have enough paint horses for 18 cabinet doors, Tom. This isn't, you know, a couple hours. This is multi-days. This is like getting kicked hard in the nards, man. Psychologically, I'm just telling you, it has been a real setback for me. The fact that I'm here doing a radio show with you on this Friday, Dom, and not home painting is a testament to the fact that I love you and the audience and you, Rich.
No, come on. I don't believe it for a minute. You're just ranting. You're just getting it off your chest. This is your grievance. If we're not for this moment for us to hear and listen and feel it with you, Crudy, you'd have to deal with this on your own.
If you come to the Crudy open house next weekend, do not touch the cabinet fronts. They might be tacky. Don't touch them. They'll be fresh and white. Don't touch them. So everything will be impeccable.
Okay, so you're gonna do them, right? You're gonna do them.
What's plan B, man? A little late to hire out the work now. I've left myself no fallback time. There is no chaos as plan B, Dom. So, you know, sometimes you've got to rely upon the man in the mirror.
You don't actually put the cabinets back on. You leave them open so you can see the plates and whatnot in there. You know, it's a very nice look.
You weren't listening. These are like closet doors. They're closet, you know, like built-in cabinet closet doors.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
And they're all brown. And everything else is dark white, you know, just popping white, except the cabinet fronts. They're all brown. So once they're matched and fitted, then they've all got to be taken off. All the hardware has got to be taken off because my wife won't even let me tape it up. I got to take it all off. And then I got to prime two coats, oil-based prime, let it cure 2 days, and then I can paint. And I didn't even know I was painting these. My wife's like, well, I told you a couple months ago when we ordered them. I gave you the price painted or unpainted. You said you'd paint them. Well, I didn't know there were 18 of them then. And I didn't know this project would be left to the last week. So
I didn't know. I didn't know.
I have been a little more unbearable than usual around the home front. I gotta tell you, I really feel for my family because I'm an angry worker. I'm not like a happy-go-lucky whistle-while-you-work kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like, I played football angry, like that, you know, that raw emotion. That's how I paint. Like,
what do you do when you're, what is the activity when you're not like that?
When I'm on the Jordan Love boat up at the lake. Yeah. And on the radio with you. I'm not angry. I'm smiling.
Sometimes
I'm faking it for the sake of the audience. I'm really grumbly on the inside.
Well, see, you're the true professional, Curdy.
I share that quality with Trump a bit, a skosh, in that I have very little filter. I've always said the truth will out. You'll know if I'm in a bad mood eventually because I'm going to call somebody out. If I can't pick on the actual person who's offended, then I'm going to find...
Everybody else around me will suffer. Yeah, we know. 844.
Shut up, Shorty.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Happy Friday, my friend. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, first of all, I feel your pain because I just finished a bathroom. I finished it Tuesday. I would have finished it on Father's Day, but my Father's Day present arrived in a limb about 40 feet. And about 2 feet in diameter at the bottom that fell across the fence. So I had to deal with that. But anyway,
Happy Father's Day, Jack.
It was fun. Out there with a chainsaw and cutting up. And, yeah, it was about 90 in the shade. my grievance is the national press, even covering the cowering capon that is Lindsey Graham, talking tough about Russia again, and then jumping right in bed with you-know-who. The biggest guy about Russia on earth, Trump. I mean, did you see him? It was pathetic. He was going on and on and on and all this tough stuff.
Lindsey just doesn't. Dick, Lindsey just doesn't like to sleep alone. Some people are like that. He's got to jump in bed with somebody.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, darn well he got it slapped around the minute he got off the air. Trump probably called Lindsey. You can't say anything like that about Russia. Are you crazy?
You know, Dick, I've been busy painting. I got to admit, I miss the Lindsey going after Russia and getting slapped by the Cheeto Messiah. Did I miss that? Did he actually get slapped? Like,
no, he said
there was no Will Smith incident I missed this week, was there?
No, but that's, you know, perhaps rhetorically what happened after Lindsey Graham went after, you know, Russia. And Trump doesn't probably like that too much because, you know, well, I don't see why he would.
You know, I was also on a ladder today, and I had sort of promised myself I wouldn't do that anymore. And the front drain spouts, terribly clogged. I mean, it's spring. They shouldn't be. Well, now it's summer. But it smelled swampy.
Gutterfish, man. You got to clean that out.
I did, with my bare hands.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Eagle, 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the political party line, 844-967-2789.
Donald Trump was in Kenosha on Tuesday, and he said a pants-on-fire lie. Actually, several of them.
Well, he was in Racine, not Kenosha.
Oh, my bad. At a Racine rally, Trump repeated his false claim, he saved Kenosha in 2020. So I'm sorry, the topic of the lie was Kenosha. And you recall, every time Kenosha gets brought up, what do people bring up? Kyle Rittenhouse.
Kyle Rittenhouse. Yep.
And Trump's statement, he saved Kenosha. And, you know, he sent the troops that Tony Evers didn't even want. And that's not true. Tony called in the National Guard right away before Trump even offered. But Kyle Rittenhouse is getting run down, and I found this one at the Raw Story Dom, by his own sister, the sister of killer Kyle Rittenhouse, who was found not guilty of intentional homicide after crossing state lines and shooting three protesters, two to death, has taken to GoFundMe to plead for financial help as she and her mother face eviction from their apartment. Kyle couldn't help mom and sis out. Now, according to Faith Rittenhouse, her brother, who has been touring the country giving speeches with the support of Turning Point USA, that's Charlie Kirk's operation, right, Dom? Has refused to help out his siblings and mother. On the GoFundMe, she wrote, just under 4 years ago, our lives were shattered when my brother was involved in a tragic shooting incident. The aftermath of this event uprooted our family stability and left us grappling with grief, trauma, and the harsh reality of starting over. She added, we had difficulty obtaining and maintaining employment due to the fact that many people still believe my mother drove Kyle or was somehow involved in his decision to go to Kenosha. No, but after the fact, she did take him to the bar. We've struggled emotionally, mentally, and financially to piece our lives back together, noting that she's only asking for $3,000 with $2,145 donated as of Friday morning, she wrote, with my brother's unwillingness to provide support or contribute to our family, we've been left to navigate this journey on our own, while pointing out that medical issues have waylaid her from being able to keep a job. We've exhausted every resource available to us, but we're still coming up short. The reality is that we have nowhere else to turn and time is running out. Your donation, Dom, no matter how small, will go directly towards preventing our eviction and ensuring that my family has a roof over our heads. Whether it's covering rent, utilities, or even helping us find temporary housing, your support will make an immeasurable difference in our lives. Now, in a recent post, Kyle Rittenhouse posted that he recently accepted a job as the outreach director with the Texas Gun Rights to advocate for the availability of weapons.
Oh, because it's so hard to get a gun these days.
Only if you're Hunter Biden. In an interview in November with Kyle Rittenhouse's lawyer, Mark Richards, the attorney said his client is working. He's trying to support himself. Everyone thinks that Kyle's got so much money from this, whatever money he did get is gone.
Gone? Like spent or what?
Taken by Lynn Wood.
Exactly. Taken by counsel. He added, Crudy, he's living, I don't want to say paycheck to paycheck, but he's living to support himself. Obviously, his lawyer and somebody who I want to do well. I hope he does re-engage in his studies. But right now, he's working full-time. He's living a law-abiding life, and he is doing something that he enjoys. Oh, is he going to protest and shooting people? No, I guess he's working for the outreach director, as an outreach director for the Texas gun rights, to advocate for the availability of weapons.
Well, he's a lawful U.S. citizen, gainfully employed, if not directly by the NRA, by certainly a NRA-supportive organization. 844-967-2789. Sorry, while I certainly can appreciate the desperation of a family facing eviction, I have zero sympathy for Kyle Rittenhouse's mama. None. She raised that guy. And she may not have driven him directly to Kenosha for the shooting incident where he killed a couple people. But after his, preliminary hearing, didn't she take him to the bar to go take photos with the three percenters? It was celebratory. Yeah. There was a new celebrity to it. The family was sort of, they were intoxicated by this new celebrity, Dom, all created because he killed a couple people to protect a car dealership in Kenosha that didn't even ask him to come there. What a fine story. You should get speeches.
Yeah, that sucks. But there's a price to be paid. You know, she didn't pull the trigger, but she was, according to, numerous news accounts. He was drinking at the bar with his mother 90 minutes after January 5th court hearing, when he took pictures with the Proud Boys, wearing a T-shirt that said free as F.
Dom, there was a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that came down today upholding gun ban for domestic violence restraining orders, and there was one dissent. Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
Nothing. No reason. I mean, if I want to shoot Jenny with my gun, I should have every right to do so, even if I got a record of being violent. I mean, that's a strange precedent to one.
Maybe Jenny made him vote that way. What makes you think that he's the one doing that in that household? I have a feeling that she has some input as well.
Well, I'd hate to be Justice Alito when he gets home tonight. Yeah. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. It's a happy hour.
Where's he been, man? Where's Justice Alito been?
At home, talking to Mother.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Survivors of domestic violence and gun control advocates praising a Supreme Court decision Friday to uphold federal gun restrictions for those who are under domestic violence restraining orders.
8-1, 8 of the justices on board with a decision that limits the reach of the Second Amendment's guarantee of the right to bear arms. This is a Supreme Court that has been extremely friendly to gun rights claims. This case is different.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. Palestinian officials blaming Israel for a strike on a tent camp near Rafah that officials say killed 25 people. Israel says there's no indication the IDF was behind the strike and it's investigating. Abortion advocates in Montana say they've submitted more than double the required number of signatures to put a measure on the ballot this November that would enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. It becomes the seventh state to have an abortion measure on the ballot this election. This is ABC News. The man convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's California home in 2022 and bludgeoning her husband with a hammer has received another guilty verdict, this time state court in San Francisco.
Only a few weeks ago, David DePape was given 30 years in prison on federal charges for breaking into the Pelosi home. Federal prosecutors argued he committed a terrorist act by going after the then Speaker of the House. Now, a state jury in San Francisco has convicted DePape again on charges of burglary, false imprisonment of an elder, and other counts. DePape and his attorneys admit he broke into the Pelosi home to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage. They argue he had been consuming